You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Careers in Code set out 6 months ago with the goal of helping to alleviate poverty in central New York and help provide area tech employers with more local talent. The coding boot camp graduated 11 students in its first cohort in late August, all now having the skills needed to get a job in Syracuse's growing tech sector. The graduation highlighted the work of the participants and the program as a whole.
Just want to say thank you to the Careers in Code team, first and foremost, Doug Frisenzi, who has been just an amazing, amazing partner. Again, this opportunity that I've had has just been mind-blowing. I'm 24 years old, and it's been insane just to have this being so young.
We got to talking. It was evident to me early on that Jesse was, you know, very talented, very sharp, a leader. Jesse came on as a partner in HackOps Day about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and has really taken Careers in Code from ideation to inception and executed all the way through. This is Jesse's baby. He's our fearless leader. He's done an amazing job. So,
before going any further, I would like to invite up Ryan McMahon, Onvaga County Executive, to say a couple words here. In order to be able to organize, execute, and ultimately finance Careers in Code, it was possible because of Onvaga County and the Alliance for Economic Inclusion. Through the Alliance for Economic Inclusion, we made investment in HackOps Day. We made an investment in Jesse and Doug because we knew they could get the job done. And when you look at what we are all about in our administration, we are really focused in on helping our neighbor. And not just our neighbor who's doing well, but our neighbor who isn't doing well.
Many of our students have 9-to-5 jobs. Then they come to class 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. 4 days a week. That's dedication. That is sacrifice. They've had to really sacrifice so much for this class.
My name is Dakir Thompson, and I have a story to tell. The title of this story is Two Passions, One Tech Solution. This story starts with me. I graduated Lemoyne College last year, May 2018. I walked across that stage with a general science degree. And what I did not know was that to the working world, a general science degree says, don't hire me. It was horrible. It was heartbreaking. So as I was going through multiple jobs, coding on my days off, I got a call from OnPoint for College, and they said that there was a coding bootcamp. Would you like to sign up? I didn't know who was putting it on. I didn't know what they were teaching me, but they said code and it was free. So I said, yeah.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Dana McMullen, and I'm also very proud to say that I am a full stack web developer, finally. My capstone and my vision was to build a better bus app.
My name is Timothy Lyles. The title of my project is Closet Concierge. A little about me, I'm from Syracuse, New York, born and raised on Southside Valley with my mom and my sister. As a kid, I liked playing with Legos. If you ask my mom, it's probably like a good representation of my lore. So.
Congratulations to the first cohort of Careers in Code.
We heard from graduates Dakir Thompson, Dana McMullen, and Timothy Lyles. Co-founders Jesse Poplinski and Doug Crescenzi are applying for the next round of AEI funding with the hopes of providing the program again soon. Applications for the next Careers in Code haven't opened yet, but there's currently a wait list for the Cohort 2 application on their website, careersincode.org. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.